yourself have to come and make a kinyan in this karka. You have to make a kinyan all over the karka. And if you stand, take a shovel and dig one place there, you own the kind of that one place. The kinyan in the one place does not help for the whole field. That's what Rashbam speaks out. He's only talking about nichse ager. But if somebody sells you property, then for sure, like you pay money for it, and the das is to sell you the whole property, even 10 properties. As long as you're not kinyan in one, the ger would help for everything. But here it's talking about nichse ager, the ger died, there's no das ager, it's not now, therefore, you only kind of the place that you made the kinyan in. That's what Shmuel holds. Now, what's going to be if the field is v'sheinu mesiyem, it's b'mitzrayo? Let's say again, the same field that belonged to a ger that died, but the boundaries are not fit, there's not borders around the boundary, we do not see exactly where it ends, so they're not kama. How much of a chazraka do you have to make to say you're kind of the field? How much? So, according to Rav, Amarav Popo, ki di ozo tairo de shavja, like how far down the one row that a pair of axes go, for all different return, that's how much in the field you have to make a kinyan. Now, since the field is not misuyim, we don't see the mitzreho, you don't see the boundaries like what Rashbam says, elabiko gedolah, it's a big open wide area. Upsucha, it opens up to other fields, into Rishus Rabin. So then, to be kind of this whole field, you have to make more than a kol shoe. You have to have the place, like Rashbam says, kishayachrish temet baka shurachas. How far down a pair of axes would go to plow one row? Yeah. That's how far down in the ground you have to make a chazaka, then you're kind of the whole field. Oh, Marab Yudama Shmuel, nichse oibike chavim, when you want to buy property off a guy, nichse oibike chavim, you should know, hare yankin midbar, the avalocha like a midbar, like a forest. Avalocha like a midbar. Rashbam says that nichse oibike chavim, shemochrim oibike chavim Yisrael, if a guy sells his property to a Jew, shekibl oibike chavim adomim menu, that first the Jew hands over the check, hands over the money to the guy. And the Jew now did not make the chazaka yet. What happens usually is, first he gives the money, and then the Jew goes down to the field to be kind of the field. So in such a case, Arehen Kimidbar, Rashbam says it means Hefka. The field right now is Hefka. Can the first come on? Because when the Jew pays the money to the guy, by a guy, that's the Kenyan. The guy, like his machna, gives up his rights as soon as he gets the money. And the Jew is not kind of the field until he gets a shtar, or until he makes the chazaka. So in between, the field is like hefker. It does not belong to the Jew yet. It does not belong to the guy anymore. Therefore, if somebody else comes, it's not a shefker, he can be zeicher in it. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmul says. Again, nichtsev v'kechavim harayen kemidbar. That means, kol ha-machzik behen, whoever comes now to make a kinyan in this field, after the Jew pays the money to the guy, so locher is zocher behen. He's zocher in the field, he has the right to keep the field, the second person. My time, what's the reason? What are you doing here? Like, it either belongs to the guy or to the first Jew. What is the second one doing here? My time, huh? It must be like this. Oyve kechavim mechimati zuzili yodei istalikley. When the money comes to the guy, he gives up. A guy, when he gets the money, he like sells, he gives up his rights to the karka anymore. It's not like late. He removes himself. That's what Rashbam says. All the kinyonim a guy has is with the money. The Gemara Kedushin says, and therefore, as soon as he's mekabel the money, according to him, it's called the mechira gemura. He sold it. It doesn't belong to him anymore. But Yisrael, but by a Jew, he's not kinder until he gets the shtar. So until the guy writes up a shtar, gives him a shtar, the Jew has no dasvil to be kinder with yet. Therefore, an in-between stage, it remains hefka. And the Maran Kedushin says, that a Jew is not kinder until he writes up a shtar. There's no smichas das until he receives the shtar. So before the Jew receives the shtar, this karka is hefka. Therefore, if a third person comes and makes a kinyan, he'll be kind of it. Yehilka, therefore, harehen kemidbar. The field right now is like a midbar. Cholamachzik ben zochaben. That's what the Yudam Rama Shmuel says. Oh, malaya bayin le Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Mio Mashmul Hochi, is it true that Shmuel really said like this, that what, that the first Jew is not kind of the karka until he receives the star? Ivo Mashmuel, Shmuel himself said, Dina de Machusa Dino, there's a klal of whatever the Malchus, the kingdom, says, that goes. The frak by Dina Mumnus, anything to do with money matters, as the king says, it belongs to you, it belongs to him, there's a kinyan of Dina de Machusa Dino. If so, O Malko Oma, the king says, La Likni Arya Ella Vigrato. It could only be Kerina Karka, only with a star. So Rashbam explains, O Mashmul Dina Machusa Dino, called Mesas Vianunias and Minhogas, so Mishpim Lochim, Shregilum Lahani Bemachusam Dinahu. Any type of money matters with taxes that the king puts upon you has a din. The Chol B'nei Malchus Mekalim Aleihem Ritzoinam. Chukei HaMelech, everybody in the city has to accept upon itself what the king says. Mishpat Hilkoch, Din Gomerhu, V'yein L'maksi B'mom Mechaveroi, Hafichoy Kemelech Anoi Vier Mishum Gezel. Well, Malku Amar, Loi Lechol Arya Shum Maksik B'Arya Limkein, Yesh B'yod Ishtar Mechirim Min HaMoicher. The Melech says that nobody could come and make a kinyan in somebody else's field unless he has a star. Since so, this third person has chopped the rind fast and made a kinyan in the field, how do you, Shmuel, say he has a right to keep the field? That's not the din of the machusa. The din of the machusa is you have to have a star in order to own the property. So here, who is getting the star of this property? The first Jew. The Jew first paid the guy the money, and then they're going to write up a star. So true, Meikra din, the guy receives his money, the kinyan is chal. The Jew is not kind of rich yet, but there's a klal of din of machusa dina. The king says nobody has a right to take the property until they have a star. So the third one that's happy now, true, he's making a kinyan, but he doesn't have a star mechira. So how could you, Shmuel, say he can keep the karka? Look, it's not according to dina de machusa. And you, Shmuel, say there is a klal of dina de machusa's dina. So my answer is, Omale, Shmuel said back like this, Ano lo yedana, I do not know like what you're asking me. That's what Rabbi Yosef Omar. Yosef like this. Ba'akoch rebe yodo loho diyo mashmu dinu mechutu dino, vodung madle labaya anno li yadano, vado yodeya tira to dover. El yodo vle lemeim uvdo. But Rabbi Yosef answering now, Hitaka knew a better answer. He knew an answer. But he's telling him back like, as if I don't know, I'm just telling you over a story that I saw. That's the best thing. I'm telling you over a Maisa Rav. But he says this, anno lo yadano, I don't know really what to answer you. But, uvda heve, I saw a case, I saw a Maisa that happened. And a Maisa that happened, that's the best thing. Uv de Heve. What was the case? Uv de Heve, the Dura, the Rusa, in a place of the city here, and this city, the Dura of Rusa, Shvam says, Shem Mokim, name of a place, in Ami Kfar, Shelroim, was a place that shepherds lived there. But the story there, the Dura, the Rusa, the Yisrael, but the Jew, the Zovin Arya, Meyavikachovin. A Jew went there to buy some property off a guy. The Osa Yisrael Achrina. And what happened was the first Jew paid the money. He gave the guy money. And then in between the second Jew, Chapterain, the Osa Yisrael Achrina, Rothig Bar Purto, he plowed a little bit on the field. He made a chazaki in the field. And what happened was Osa Lekaimit Rav Yehuda, he came and asked the Sharnat Rav Yehuda, listen, the first Jew paid the guy money. So that guy was Machna, gave up the rights to his field. He doesn't own the right anymore. The first Jew was not trained with, he didn't get a star yet. So the Chura of the field right now is Hefka. Therefore I went, the second Jew went, and he made a kinyan in the field. So he wants to know, does he have a right to keep it or not? So he came in front of Rav Yehuda. Also the came of Rav Yehuda. Ukme biyodei. Rav Yehuda said yes. Biyodei disheni. Rav Yehuda said the second one has a right to keep it. So here you see, like that's a riot to Shmuel. There's such a cloud that our Yehudi Chavn is like Hefka. And therefore, the second Jew that comes and makes the chazaka, he has the kinyan here. He keeps it. Ah, Yakashka Dina Machusa Dina, will soon see. The Koponim is a proof of a Maisa like Shmuel. So Gemara says, Omalais, he said back to him, Ledura the Rusa Kamrit, you want to bring me a proof from this city of Dura the Rusa? I'll tell you, Hosam over there, we're talking about Bagi Mitamri Heve. There's a special Bagi that people hid, did not pay the taxes. Rashi Rashbam says, Bagri Mitri Sodas Tumunais, Shtohoyu Barlam Naisanes Hamas Lamelech, Hilam Avrichin Atzman. The owners of the field, they used to run away. They did not want to pay the taxes. And what happened was, the Inu Gufa Yulehevi Yoyevataska, Lamalka, the people, the owners of the field, they themselves, they did not pay taxes to the king. Oh, therefore, O Malka Omar, the king said, made a decree over there, that man di yoyev tasko, whoever pays taxes for the owner, lechel aryo, they have a right to keep the fields. So the Ram said like this, therefore, dino gufaya bailam rishonim lohoyu yoyev tasko, o madino de machus lohoyu biyodin de bailam kerech limchor, o mochrim botol, וזה השם לשייך זה קורן בדין למחוסו שיסטו בחס קוסו ימנס ליטן יפה תחס למלך.
They were talking about that the first owners, they didn't plan to pay taxes. Since they didn't plan to pay the taxes, they're not going to keep the field. They're not the real owner of the field. Therefore, the din of the machusar is that this new, the third person that came and made a chazaka, Mr. Mehim made a chazaka al-manas, that he's going to keep the field.